Additional points. We carried out comprehensive and complete inquiries. It became clear to us that we were dealing with people who had entered our territory via the activities of criminal organizations. We carried out the requisite investigations. We carried out autopsies. Autopsies of the 23 victims found in situ. One of them died from asphyxiation, and that is due to pressure placed on the chest. Something that can be explained by what happened during the incident. The individuals clustered together and they were crammed in. There was a crush and some people managed to get out and others didn't and they died. The autopsy alone wasn't sufficient to establish that fact. There were also hearings with the persons involved in the unprecedented operation. Criminal organizations were seeking to push 2,000 persons through the crossing point, and they were using, for example, weapons such as knives and blades and sticks to try and hurry people and push them through. In the operation, 140 law enforcement officials were injured. Other people were injured. There was material damage. Buildings were damaged and destroyed. Security forces sought to respond properly to what was happening, to the crush. With regard to other persons who it is alleged have been disappeared, I would like to make it clear there is nothing that proves that those individuals entered Moroccan territory. I think there's another point that we need to clarify here. Some people were able to make their way through the barbed wire, and we have tried to identify who they were, who the victims were, and that has taken the guise of contacting relatives and trying to identify human remains where available. Now, as I say, of the previously 23 unidentified bodies, we were able to identify 7 of them thanks to endeavors along those lines. We are firmly persuaded that victims and their relatives should be involved in search activities, and families and relatives should also have the right to know what happened. Our doors are open at all times for these relatives, including when they want to come and assist us in identifying bodies. The investigation seeking to establish the truth and the facts includes seeking to establish the whereabouts of these disappeared persons and where they are. That's a key part of all of it. The head of delegation interrupts the speaker. Thank you very much, madam. And I will now give the floor to Mr. Boudzaka to address the issue of statute of limitations.